The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is about the furthest thing from a Camry you can imagine.
Get ready to love it for all the wrong reasons.
Love lesson 23, how to park far, far away.
I can't see you, baby.
With its sculpted rocker panels, available integrated rear spoiler, and 19-inch alloy wheels, you're going to want to keep your Camry looking showroom fine. So pass all those close-in spaces and drive to your times on the way.
Door dings bad, exercise good.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry. You're going to love it.
For all the wrong reasons, baby.
Toyota, let's go places.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. The Bears fall to the Packers. Keep it here for a full analysis of the loss, Mitch Trubisky's performance, and a preview of their next game versus the Detroit Lions on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back at Ryan Field on Saturday against Minnesota, the final home game of the season. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. The Bears were ill-prepared for yesterday's game, coming up with penalty after penalty in the opening half. That's not only on the players, but the coaches as well. And speaking of coaches, John Fox met the media a bit earlier this afternoon and says they just couldn't overcome all their mistakes.
Even at that point, the game 16-13, you know, we need to get a stop, and we didn't. So it's, this league, you got to overcome a lot of different things. Sometimes official calls, coaches' decisions, those things happen in football games. And, the last 2 weeks, actually, we've been in a position to be able to win or have a tie and score and have the ball, and just came up short.
3-6 is the current record, with another divisional game coming up on Sunday at Soldier Field. The Detroit Lions will be in town. Baseball news. The GM meeting's going on down in Orlando. The first of the many postseason awards get handed out later this evening, and it should be unanimous for both Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers and Aaron Judge of the Yankees as the National League and American League Rookies of the Year. And Carlos Beltran today called it a career, following 20 years in the major leagues, capped off by a World Series victory with the Astros. And in those 20 years, he was a 9-time All-Star, hitting 435 home runs. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. This scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. When searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
You can't afford mistakes like that when you're 3-13. Ryan Pace should be fired based on that tight end pick alone, not to mention you pick a quarterback who had 13 starts since high school. Are you kidding me? I want to hear you guys talk about how Pace has dropped the ball.
All right, Jared.
Yeah, first of all, Jared, all that yelling and screaming you doing doesn't make any
sense. That was my kind of party, baby. That was my kind of party.
It's not Pace's fault that White breaks bones. It's not his fault.
You're hearing frustration from the fans, and we knew we would going to this radio show. Now, they yelled at Cat, and he started yelling back, and I appreciate that. Listen, this for me, this is heavy.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Oh, man, two really good, lovable guys, and also a good listen to post-game show right here on 670 The Score. I never thought I'd call Olin Krutz lovable, but, man, I've fallen for that man. He's a good listener, and also a really good follow on Twitter. We got to get Olin's followers up. Olin's got like 7,000 followers. Olin's a mover and a shaker when it comes to breaking things down.
You asked where John Fox ranks as far as his challenge history. Not well, because if you start looking at the reasonable sample sizes here, and he certainly has that. He has more challenges than any coach that's on this list. But the very bottom of the list, both Vance Joseph and Sean McVay are 0 for 2 in their careers. Ben McAdoo 1 for 4. He just got a vote of confidence that lasts until the end of the season, by the way. Giants ownership said they'll evaluate the 2017 season in its entirety.
Okay.
Then it is Bill O'Brien of Houston, who's 7 of 21, and Sean McDermott of Buffalo. They are both at 33%. Tree repeating. Jack Del Rio is 27 of 80.
Yeesh.
And then there's John Fox, 47 out of 128.
Well,
there's that.
Yep. 47 out of 128 challenges.
That's a 367 percentage, and relative to the overall challenge win percentage of 444, he is down there near the bottom. Kyle Shanahan, 5 out of 7 this year. Doug Marrone, 13 out of 21. Then it's Adam Gase, 3 out of 5.
Look at Jimmy Caldwell.
Jim Caldwell, 20 of 34.
Look at Bill Belichick.
Some guys are
42 of 103, so he's down there too.
Some guys are better at it than others, but Bill Belichick is below league average also at 407. So that is...
I'd love to know what that process is, though. Of course, when you look at the screen, like, all right, I'm throwing this flag, but, you know, are there guys that you trust? Like, is there a guy that you know, in those ad meetings where if there's a certain guy who, if he likes the spot, you're like, all right, we can't do this spot because Jim said yay in the last 7 days.
Yeah, we've got a savant.
Right, exactly. Right. There's got to be a guy in one of those offensive staff, on the offensive defensive staff, like, oh, yeah, we really can't go with it because he hasn't seen anything since 75.
Southside, Rashad on the score. What's happening?
A whole lot of nothing in Chicago this weekend. I tell you what, fellas, I really wanted to talk about expectations, but more or less John Fox, you had one job. Get a signature win. You had arguably the worst situation the Packers have been coming into Chicago in as long as I can remember, fellas. Please tell me if you can remember something else. But
since Don Majkowski.
You trying to make me vomit. Anyway, look, okay. They had one opportunity to get some type of excitement going into the second half. Now I feel like this entire season and this entire 3 years of the Pace and Ryan Pace and Fox regime has been a complete lie. And the draft pick of Trubisky is starting to be the biggest teller of Ryan Pace separating himself from John Fox. You guys can tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I think the writing's on the wall, and if they were smart, they put Vic in there as the interim right now to see if he's really a head coach. It didn't come up with what you're going to do this offseason, but this has definitely got
to
stop,
though. Yeah, I think it's going to. I think that's what yesterday was. And as far as Ryan Pace goes, maybe he's going to end up not being good at this, but I'm going to give him a coach. Because I know that the John Fox thing was not entirely his decision, but you can say what you want about how Ryan Pace has done with this pick or that pick, but I'm gonna let him rock with his coach.
Yeah, you give him a coach, you definitely give him the quarterback. You know, let him see that thing through a couple of years. Hopefully he hires a coach that will nurture his quarterback. If you look around the NFL, Dan, who's doing things offensively that make you say, okay,
Rams.
They just got a guy, though. I'm talking about offensively that makes you say, you know what? This is different. That could be available.
Oh. Well, you start just looking down the list of guys. You know who you like and why you like him. I just the idea of trying to chase another franchise's success, you know, smacks of the Dave Wannstedt hire. Well, he's the coordinator.
Philly
he's
did
under
it with
Jim.
Doug Peterson.
Sometimes that whole hot coordinator thing is...
Philly did it with Doug Peterson. But Pittsburgh did it with Mike Tomlin, right?
Yeah, but I want Ryan Pace. I want him
Minnesota
to have his
did it with
list.
Mike Zimmer.
I want him to know who that guy is, who he thinks is the next visionary.
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking you, who does things on an offensive side of the football right now that makes you think to yourself, you know what, maybe it's a guy who's flaming out at a certain spot. Maybe it's Bruce Arians or something like that, but does things...
Maybe it's a second chance guy. Like, people didn't think that when Mike Shanahan failed with the Raiders, and we're like, you know, dude, that guy didn't go very well, but there were a lot of people who, when he was hired to coach Denver, that some said, hey, this guy, he knows what he's doing. And
got a terrific group too, you know. The Terrell Davis draft pick, it was sixth round Georgia running back, but He had a nice little collection of players that he dropped into as well.
Rod Smith. You had stuff going on there.
John Elway. Still playing decent enough football.
But sometimes there's a second chance guy, and I don't know if that's Gruden. It's certainly, it's not Chip Kelly.
Tennessee and Florida might be calling for those two names.
Did you hear what Gruden said, though? Hmm. Gruden said, I'll get your team in trouble fast, because all that recruiting stuff, all those rules.
It'll rake them.
He said, if you hire me to coach your college team, we're going to be in trouble with the NCAA.
He said that. Mike Mularkey. Mike Mularkey, right? 6-3 right now with the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if Mike Mularkey's been giving hot coordinator status before this. Didn't he have a gig before, if I'm not mistaken? I think Mike Mularkey had a head coaching gig before this Titans job.
But the Bears' job is getting this thing, no matter who you are. It's sort of like the way the Cubs used to be. We used to say, as soon as you put that blue hat on, you look dumber.
Nah, you can't do that, though.
It seems that way, though.
Bills and Jags for Mularkey before.
Yeah, so that's two gigs. And you get yourself a quarterback, and you nurture that quarterback, and you run yourself an exotic enough offense to keep people off balance, and you put some talent around the quarterback.
In Philadelphia, Darrell is on the score. Hello, Darrell.
How's it going, fellas? The NFL is a copycat league, okay? And we see so many young quarterbacks around the league, the Derek Carrs, the Carson Wentz, the list goes on and on. But the key factor is they surrounded them with a great line, a good defense, good running game, and some weapons on the outside. Now, the progress I see with Trubisky is, week to week I see him getting a little bit better.
At what?
I'm not going to say reading the defense. I think his decision-making is a little bit better.
Okay, it was not good yesterday.
It was horrible yesterday. But I also think, to me, it's hard to grade him on a scale like we do a Carson Wentz or a Dak Prescott because he don't have the weapons on outside the numbers with it.
No doubt.
Now, right. My question to you guys is, let's say we open up the playbook a little bit. Why, and if Dow Loggins is the offensive coordinator, why can't he find a reason to put Tariq Cohen back on the field? Maybe a slot.
I don't know why he only had two touches. If that's a long-winded way of asking why did Tariq Cohen only have two touches, I have no idea. I can't answer that. After they said that was the playmaker, that was the explosive guy.
The one he almost dropped. He was looking upfield and had to kind of corral it on his hip before he turned upfield. You're running a lot of ghost jet sweep action with him. He's playing a lot of slot receiver.
Hand it to him a couple times.
Do something. Maybe you're setting something up. That's the other thing that I have a problem with. If you're setting something up for weeks from now, fine. I better see it. But I don't see things being set up in a game. Set it up in a game. Give me that first look in the first quarter and the third quarter out coming out of halftime when people are feeling comfortable.
Say, next time we get this look, we're going with it.
Come on.
Racine, Wisconsin. It is Mike. He's on the score.
Hi. Here's my one question I had about that play.
What play?
When he challenged,
The Benny, okay. the Benny Cunningham fumble.
Mm-hmm. I thought his knee, when they showed the first replay, that his knee was like down on the 1 yard line. The official was standing on the 1 yard line. Why would he challenge that? Wouldn't they have first and goal from the one?
The two. They're going to have first and goal from the two.
Okay. Why challenge it?
Because they thought it was going to get a touchdown. They thought the result of the challenge was going to be contact with the pylon inbounds with possession.
Yeah, you don't take points for granted, especially with this offensive bunch.
I sat there, I says, don't challenge it. Just let it go. No official single touchdown. Is that reversible? I mean,
well, they won the challenge.
They won the challenge.
I know. Yeah, they won the one. What do they say? They won the battle, but lost the war.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what happened. I mean, I understand why he challenged, but they didn't think it through. They didn't see the ball coming out. It also shows how little trust they have in getting 2 yards. That's part of it, too. Say, we better get that touchdown now because first and goal, the two, who knows if we're going to be able to punch it in.
And someone texts saying, sometimes a challenge is an extension of a timeout. Lovey used to do that every once in a while for his defense when his defense was gassed and we weren't getting off the field. This wasn't one of those situations, though. This wasn't an extension of a timeout.
Cherryville, losing the ball. Indiana, Keith, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, talking about that play at the goal line, and you're talking about keeping possession, first down, let the play count, the down count, and then it's your ball at the 2 or even back you up to the 20. Does it sound logical to actually award a touchback if the last player that touched the ball was on the opposing team? Because no Green Bay player had actually touched the ball.
It doesn't matter. He fumbled it into the pile.
There's no penalty for fumbling the ball into the end zone, then if you give it back to him at the spot of the ball.
Right. If he fumbles it just to the right of the pylon, it's no issue. It's the fact that it hits the pylon means he's fumbled into the end zone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you're between the hashes and you fumble the ball at the 3 and it trickles into the end zone and then it gets touched by a Green Bay player, but they don't recover the ball, actually, and it goes out the back, that's a touchback, right?
But the situation is it going out of bounds. If the ball goes out of bounds, then it's a touchback. If you fumble the ball into the end zone and then you recover it, it's a touchdown. If they recover it, it's their ball. There has to be a penalty for fumbling the ball out of bounds. That's the
whole thing. In the end zone.
Yeah, in the end zone.
The penalty is backing up to letting the down count and maybe, Green Bay didn't actually recover the ball.
It's out of bounds. Yeah. They can't.
The opposing team is awarded the ball because of that.
Right. They can't recover a ball that's out of bounds.
Right.
They don't have the opportunity to do that.
This is out of bounds. It's out of the playing area.
Right. Okay.
All right, brother.
Okay. Thank you.
Opiates.
It's not the 8. Well, by the way, the 815 said I'm absolutely right about the opiates. The texters came. I'm a little surprised.
You're doing a commercial break?
Texters came out and completely backed up what I said. And it was
Dan Bernstein for opiate usage in the 815.
All it was a cheap joke. And the 815, guys, the 815 is full of opioids. We can't go to one part of LaSalle because every dealer tries to sell heroin to us.
Okay.
This other texter, everyone in the 815 is on opioids. Leave a bottle of antibiotics on your seat and your window will get smashed because we can't read either.
See, I don't want to. I'm not going to laugh at it anymore because
again, this one, everyone.
It's kind of like the new "What about white on white crime?" You know, like every time somebody asks you something, "What about black on black crime?" Like this opiate genocide situation that's been going on here for. You see the numbers? 16 to 42 year olds. Like a whole generation of people are getting wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
Wiped out completely, and it's right here in the Midwest, and apparently all in the 815.
Segment brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Keep your car running newer, longer. Come into Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
I'm born and raised in the 815. Every drug is popular.
Wow, everyone? Wow.
That's quite the boom in the industry. If you want to... I'm awful with these things. What area does the 815 encompass? Like, it's St. Charles, because we got Chuck Rockford. That one time. Rockford, right?
Go south, down by me, past me.
Coal City,
in
the house? Okay.
Yeah, it's not
Centralia
shocking to you,
in the
I'm
815?
Sure.
Most of northern Illinois outside Chicago and Quad Cities area, also a few outer western suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
Because the 309 pops up. Somewhere
that's Quad Cities, west. Right?
Okay,
Quad Cities. So you get out to 309. Well,
shout out to our 815ers. Hope you made it through the weekend without overdosing.
Congratulations, 815ers.
I'm just saying, I want everybody.
You got your Narcan in time to enjoy the Bears game.
I just want to make sure everybody's safe. That's all.
You have the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. We're on in New Orleans, and we're on in Buffalo, so I've got to ask, Saints fan, how you living today? More importantly, Bills Mafia, what are you drinking today? I ask because the Saints hung 47 on the Bills yesterday, and they did it with exactly 0 passing TDs. I repeat, 47 points, no TDs through the air. Instead, Sean Payton dialed up 48 run plays and lit the entire region of Western New York on fire for 300 yards and 6 house calls. I so badly want to make this all about the Saints and their 7-game winning streak, but I can't because on the other side of that wax job are the Bills. 2 weeks ago, they were tied atop the AFC East. I was getting calls to my radio program from the Bills Mafia guaranteeing a run of the Super Bowl. Life comes at you fast, Bills Mafia. Godspeed. Looking at that schedule, it is a brutal road ahead. I'm Jim Rome. CBS Sports.
Get a head start on Black Friday at JCPenney. Up to 40% off major appliances from your favorite brands. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to a $500 Visa prepaid card. Plus, get up to 36 months special financing through November 29th. Hurry in. These Black Friday deals can't be beat. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Visa prepaid card offer valid on major appliances purchased 11-1 through 11-29 starting at $398 or more per appliance, excluding accessories. Financing terms valid through 11-29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Some restrictions and exclusions apply. See store associate for details.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017 with their 2017 Chevy closeout sale? Get 0% financing for 72 months plus special incentives on all our popular models. It's the gift of employee pricing on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry, they're going fast. The 2017 closeout sale with employee pricing only at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. The bright way to buy, visit sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualify customers. See dealer for details, find new roads.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong,
and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back to.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom?
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
LakeForestMBA.edu.
Tomorrow night, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at The Scout at 1301 South Wabash Avenue in Chicago. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Ready?
To Howard, trying to turn the corner, a stiff arm to Clay Matthews, but can't turn the corner and it's run out of bounds. Penalty flag down.
So I mean, you can game plan this. Studley can game plan against. Barbs can game plan against this. Run, run, pass. That's it. That's what they do.
Well, it's a good thing you kept it that simple, because otherwise our statistician Tom Barbary and our spotter Scott Snyder, the two you referred
holding
to.
Holding defense number 97.
That's about what it was. It didn't take a football genius to see what the Bears were trying to do, and it didn't end up really being much.
God, I wish they had some players so we could
evaluate.
Stop giving so many people free passes and excuses. Like, oh, they don't have this, so you can't really. No, I know what it's supposed to look like. I know what getting open looks like, and then a guy dropping it, or a guy being Velcro to you all damn game because you can't get open, Tanner Gentry. Like, we know what it looks like.
This segment is brought to you by Ford. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. That's what you have, and we are always on this show very caller-intensive when it comes to letting you vent or exalt on a Bears Monday. Waukesha, Wisconsin finds Louise out today. Hello, Louise.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Louise?
Is it Louise?
It's Luis, man. There's no Thelma. Luis. We're not going off the cliff.
Okay. At the end of the movie. Thank you. I'm just. I didn't think.
Yes. I heard it in your voice.
I didn't think Louise would sound quite like you. You did.
Maybe she's a 3-pack-a-day kind of gal. You know.
That makes
dude
more sense.
The dude got it wrong at the beginning, and I was just like, just roll with it.
Start the buses. There it is, for life. All right, Luis, what's happening, man?
Man, so this weekend, right, I get up on Saturday. Wifey gets up on Saturday. She's like, I got a surprise for you. It's an early Christmas gift. And I'm like, all right, cool. She pulls out tickets to the game. She's a Packer fan. I'm a Bears fan. I actually asked her to marry me at the Bears-Packer game, the one where they broke his collarbone. So I'm thinking.
What'd you say, Luis?
We're going to the game. It's going to be awesome. You know, we get in our car. We drive to Chicago. We sit. We rent a room. We sit in the rain. She apologized to me at the end of the game and said, I'm sorry, because I really thought the Bears would win. The only reason I bought the ticket because I thought the Bears would win. And I couldn't believe it, man.
What was your reply, Luis? Did you say, nah, baby, thank you so much for the game. I appreciate you. Or did you say, you should feel shame and you got to walk back home?
No, exactly what you said, man. I looked at her and I said, thank you for the gift. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel right, so I'm going to need to return this.
That doesn't fit.
There you go, Luis.
Good call, Luis.
There you go, Luis.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. There were a lot, Dan. I'm right there, so I see a lot of people walking back from the game.
Looked like a lot of unused tickets is what it looked like.
I didn't notice. I didn't see too many crowd panning shots. But, dude, it was just wet, miserable people just walking back. Even the Packers fans are like, dude, this is our Chicago trip this year. Like, it was just that. We need to stop acting. It's kind of like how the Lions shouldn't be on Thanksgiving Day every year. Like, we should stop acting like Packers Bears is something other than two teams facing off.
56-24 no shows yesterday.
That's
5,600?
It?
5,600.
5,600. It looked like more than that. Maybe it's just because.
Would you catch them? It's like halftime, coming out from halftime?
And whenever writers were tweeting pictures, it's possible that people were just spending time in the concourses because
it was wet.
Yeah, they didn't want to be out there in the rain. Maybe they're warming up and
they still got the
coffee.
Cadillac Club at
I think so.
At Soldier Field. I think that's the last time I went to a Bears game because my dad had company tickets. That place is nice.
Larry is in Oswego, and he is on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, good afternoon. You guys have a great show. I'm not going to talk too much. I don't want because there's Mike.
You got a great voice, Larry.
Thank you. But, you know, I think that the Bear fans are owed, at this point, a change that can at least salvage the season. And
your season is not being your season's not being salvaged.
Well, it's a wrap, Larry.
Only from the standpoint of they had a bye week and the way the offense looked yesterday, it just made you want to cry. The defense, you understood because the key guys were hurt, and you know.
But on the offense, key guys are bad.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it's a wrap, Larry.
But you know, it looks like Fox is going to go. But see, what's his last name? The defensive coach,
Fangio.
Fangio.
Mm-hmm.
It seems as though he has the entire defense bought into what he's trying to do. And
yeah, they had a rough one yesterday, but yeah, for the most part, I like the way he got it. Yeah.
But you know, I'm looking at his experience, and you know, he's come from that San Francisco organization. I mean, when they were just balling tough, and he's got contacts, and I'm wondering if he's got that relationship with Pace. If Pace feels he's comfortable with him as a head coach, and let him hire his assistants, let him hire the offensive coordinator that he wants, because
Larry, we don't know that he wants that gig though. That's the thing. Yeah. From every like we talked about this last year, nobody knows that Vic Fangio wants to coach this team or be a head coach in the NFL. Now, what could be interesting is, you know, if you slide John Harbaugh in there and Jim Harbaugh in there and
get the band back together.
Yeah. You know, throw that San Francisco thing back in the mix. Now that I'd be interested in that.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:31, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Coach Fitz and the Cats, they're back in Ryan Field on Saturday against Minnesota. It's the final home game of the season. Tickets available at nusports.com. Nico Miritich and Bobby Portis were both in the gym at the same time today at the Advocate Center, and that's the way it will be going forward until any further notice. However, no indication that the two spoke or settled their situation, and we'll hear from John Paxson speaking to that situation coming up at 4:00. College hoops. We'll have the DePaul Delaware State game. That's coming up at 6:45 this evening. And the AP weekly poll is out for college hoops. Duke number one, followed by Michigan State. They play each other, by the way, at the United Center tomorrow. Arizona is three, followed by Kansas, Villanova, Wichita State, Kentucky, Florida, North Carolina, and USC. Notre Dame is 13, Northwestern number 20, and the Cats are in action tonight, taking on St. Peter's. Amazon is hiring in Crest Hill. Time is running out. This is your last chance to earn extra money this season. Get started today. Go to amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. Time now for the closing bell. It's brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. A slightly up day on Wall Street. The Dow up 17, the NASDAQ up 6, and the S&P 500 was up almost 3 points. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Meijer. This Thanksgiving, Meijer is carving prices on turkeys with great deals on turkey and everything else you need for your Thanksgiving feast. Meijer helps make it possible for anyone to bring enough for everyone. And now get your turkey in store or delivered today by shipment. See all the deals at Meijer.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Breaking Bears news. John Fox has been fired by the Bears, and Vic Fangio has been named interim head coach.
Nah. That's just in case. That's just recorded. Big voice guy's got a list of those things. But no, don't get excited if you're just getting in your car and hearing that. That's Tanny just messing with you. There's a note here from Rudy who says, I was driving all day Sunday. After checking my phone after the game, I was laughing at why so many people were so mad. Not fans, columnists. Then I watched the game around 11 p.m. after my girl went to bed, and it takes me 45 minutes to get through an NFL game on DVR. That's about right for me, 40 to 45. So between all the penalties and trying to figure out who the hell's on the field, my smart TV had a pop-up around 1 a.m. that said, this game is awful, it's late, this is a complete waste of your time, go to bed. Watching that in real time must have sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I say, here's the thing. I set aside my 3 hours for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I like that. I like being a meatball. I'm a connoisseur of horrible football. It's okay.
It's like Malort.
But I like Malort.
That's what I'm saying. You like crappy football, too.
In Sugar Grove, it is Jerry, and he's on Sports Radio 670.
See, Jerry's got a great point, but he doesn't want to talk to us right now. There it is.
Caller of the show.
That was
the
best caller we've had yet.
Jerry's point was,
although Luis was pretty good,
that Leonard Floyd was held all day.
Yes,
game. There was like three or four times where she's like, hey, all right, my hands are up. Stop hugging me.
And Tony Caretti's too busy sneezing to see it. Right?
Dude, I'm sitting there. Oh, and by the way, the pass that Brett Hundley threw to Jordy Nelson that was a little bit behind him, where Leonard Floyd is just coming in there like the Stranger Things monster,
There was also one.
That might have been the most dynamic play I saw yesterday outside of that Washington receiver's one-handed catch in the corner of the end zone. But to get the ball around a guy rushing you and for him not to hit you or impede the arm enough that you can get enough steam on it and Jordy Nelson like catches it in his back pocket, that's a hell of a play. Hey, Brett Hundley played all right yesterday. For as bad as he looked the last couple of weeks.
How about that drop by Davante Adams when he had visions of Danny Trevathan dancing in his injured head?
Rightfully so.
He
read that he was on the inactive list and still thought, yep, like, you know what? He might come out there and play football.
That guy was knocked into next week one time, and then you see something like that, and you know what the effect is when he knows that the rookie is coming right at him at the very same angle. In Humboldt Park, it is Jose on the score.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I love your show.
Hello, Jose.
I had a quick comment. I'm all for the fumble in the end zone being a touchback, but I'm not for who it's for going towards the defense. I say have the defense kick the ball back to the offense. Therefore, the defense is a win because now they get the offense out of the red zone, and the offense keeps the ball, and they have to come back down the field. That's my comment. Have a good day, guys.
I don't understand it.
He's saying that if you fumble into the end zone, have the kickoff all over again so you lose the yardage. You lose the field position, but you don't penalize the offense enough where they, you know, they don't still have the ball. That's what he's saying.
Hmm.
That Jose's, he has wholesale rule changes. That's the thing. Like, he thinks it would be better because it happened to the Bears.
That's the proper response to that. The segment brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. Eric Edholm will join us at the top of the hour. Got a lot of NFL stuff outside of Bears. We'll go around the league with him. Get his thoughts. Rich Campbell back to Bears stuff with us at 5. Bernstein and Goff, you got the score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
The score and Apple Vacations want you to win the warm. Listen to the Molly and Hanley show tomorrow morning between 5 and 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of 5 incredible trips for two to Grand Bahia Principe Punta Cana Resort in the Dominican Republic. Do not miss your chance to win.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 6.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
A lot of timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life...
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted. She was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Promo code.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, the CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yes, tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The coaches go over it every week. Unless it's fourth down, you don't reach the ball out in the goal line, in the red zone. They talk about it. So I go down at the one, next place, you know, first and goal, and we hand the ball to Jordan. It's a touchdown. So bad decision.
You think maybe the rules should be changed?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think I made a bad decision.
Nah, Benny. You didn't make a bad decision. You were just trying to make a play.
Trying to make a play. Things trying happen. To do something.
Bears running back Benny Cunningham. I mean, you know, I like what I've seen of him, too. He's a big man. He's a thick dude. He's got a little bit of burst. Can't wait to see all three of those guys on the field at the same time so you can take advantage of whatever Tariq Cohen, you know, kind of secret weapon stuff that you had earlier, but now you're just giving him the ball a couple of times and swing passing it to Benny Cunningham and giving Jordan Howard the ball 15 times. It's just some very interesting things happening on that Bears offense when it comes to play calling and injuries and all the other stuff.
A big thank you to everybody who was in attendance on Friday night at the Four Seasons for the annual flight gala to benefit Camp One Step and Children's Oncology Services. Man, I'm telling you, it was a thing. It was an absolutely spectacular evening, and it was wildly successful. And I want to thank everybody who got into the bidding in the silent auction when I mentioned on the show on Wednesday when that went live. We hadn't even opened the doors. We hadn't even walked in that room, and we already had close to $25,000 raised just because of people and the activity with the online silent auction bidding. And I know that there were a lot of listeners to the show who got involved. I hope you won some things, and I know that there were some people very, very happy to be there on that evening, and I don't have the final numbers in front of me, but we shattered our records for the event, coming away with, at this point, I believe close to $300,000. And so you know that $1,000 sends a kid with cancer to camp for a week. So as we expand, as we're helping more kids, as we are moving into more hospitals across the region, getting the word out and letting people know what we can do and what we have and how many kids we can support, it's phenomenal. So thanks to everybody for an absolutely fabulous night. And there's a lot of hard work on that event and in the program and everything else. But it's the campers that make it. And hearing from the campers and hanging out with the campers and just talking to people, it was a special event. So as we finalize our poker event, get our running team going for Team One Step Camp, for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, there's all kinds of ways you can get involved, all kinds of ways you can help. If you want more information on the organization, I urge you to go to camponestep.org and learn about what we do. It is Bears Monday, however, on the Score. So, like you say, when people say, oh, it ruined my day, I'm at the point now where I don't really let it ruin anything. It doesn't. It's you take your 3 hours, you set it aside. You probably know what you're going to get, but the Bears give you a unique kind of entertainment that you can't get elsewhere. Once you develop a taste for bad Bears football, nothing else quite gets you there.
See, I had to skip the second block of games and then go back and watch. I watched Cowboys Falcons this morning. I watched Bears Packers at 3 o'clock. So, you know, that second block, because I was hanging out with some friends and we were just sitting around and the Bears game came on. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to watch it with you guys. Let me watch it later. So I skipped that 3:15 block and then went back and watched Cowboys Falcons this morning. And boy, did I see something.
That guy trying to block Adrian Claiborne.
Chaz Green.
You know, who was it? We always make fun of the Alex Brown game against Bob Whitfield. Dude. Remember that Giants game where Alex went crazy? Mm-hmm. That I started to feel bad. And I know Adrian Claiborne's no slouch.
He's a decent player.
But I started to feel bad. Like, even help him.
He said,
let him swing a chair or something.
He said the loss was on his shoulders. Like, he waited for the media to come into the locker room and said, you can blame this loss on me. It has nothing to do with Ezekiel Elliott. Nothing to do with the preparation. You know who I blame the loss on? I blame the loss on your head coach. Because when your head coach is a quarterback and all you do, Adrian Claiborne lined up in the wide seven the entire game. And said after the game that he never changed his hands, that Chaz Green never changed his hand placement nor his kick step. So he was out on an island no matter what. So when that happens, what do you have to do? You got to extend the line a little bit, put the tight end on his side. Hell, put two tight ends over there just so they have somebody to run around. You can still
run him past the play.
Well, that's the thing, though. Adrian Claiborne was beating him as soon as the contact was initiated. So it wasn't just riding him out. The problem is he had a beeline because Chaz Green wasn't doing something fundamentally that he was supposed to do. If you notice that as a quarterback, Jason Garrett played quarterback in the NFL. If you notice that as a quarterback, you gotta send somebody over to the chip. You gotta make sure that you keep a tight end in. You gotta change the looks. You gotta throw a screen that way, throw a halfback screen that way, slow him down a little bit. That man had 6 sacks, if I'm not mistaken, 5 tackles for loss, and forced 2 fumbles in one game. That man went to the Pro Bowl in one game. If Adrian Claiborne goes to the Pro Bowl, he deserves to give half his check needs to go to Chaz Green. And maybe a quarter of it needs to go to the Cowboys coaching staff. He get to keep a quarter. Because what they did to Chaz Green was criminal. I've seen guys not be able to match up, and then people help him out. And if the help doesn't help, then you're just not good enough. They didn't help him out all game. I think they chipped twice.
And where's the offensive line coach who's supposed to come in and look at some stills and just say, hey, this isn't working. This isn't working.
Claiborne
try
said
something.
It. He said he didn't.
Set short.
He didn't change his set, and he didn't change his hand placement the whole game. And he ate because of that. You got 6 sacks? You gave up 6 sacks to one player. And it wasn't like he was, you know, Claiborne's not a jump all over the line guy. He's not a guy that's going to take advantage. He's not J.J. Watt and some of these dudes that could just line up.
Stunting around, yeah, trying to find the mismatch.
They want. Yeah. He doesn't have the green light on that defense. Dan Quinn is like, hey, you line up over here, you go get the quarterback. He said, okay, I'll do that.
Can I do it again?
Right. And Dak Prescott's not an easy guy to bring down either. So you have to get a full head of steam, you know, with no impediment and get there. And, man, he's definitely going to be the NFC Player of the Week. But watching that thing, whew. That Cowboys thing, when they don't have Zeke,
they can't run
at all.
They can't. I mean, they were getting stuff blown up in the backfield.
Alfred Morris is a nice player, but once that, you know, once that gear is shifted down because of all the mileage, man, please, that thing was. They didn't have Tyron Smith. Obviously, that's why Chaz Green was in there, their Pro Bowl left tackle, and that offensive line over the last, I'd say, last like 10, 15 games that you've seen them going back to last season. You know, we talked a lot about them. They had the kid from Notre Dame, who was the first rookie all-pro selection in like 50 years. They got Travis Frederick. They got Tyron Smith. And Lyle Collins was supposed to be their guard. And things just haven't been right with that offensive line the last season and a half or so.
Aren't you? I mean, you mentioned throw a screen to that side. But if you have Dak Prescott and a guy's in a wide seven, isn't that just begging for a read option look?
Yeah.
Right?
See if he crashes down. Yeah.
Is that the proper response?
Make him make a decision.
Right. At least change his mental approach
disgusting.
By maybe making him have to see something different.
And, you know, it's so funny because offensive coordinators and NFL people always say, well, you know, we got to look at the tape. You guys are judging from seeing the broadcast version. You guys don't know what's going on. You don't know what the play call is. That's one of those joints where.
After six, right, I think I got it.
Right. That's one of those things where you can actually say, no, I know exactly what was happening there and what you weren't doing to help your team win.
Okay, football McFootball right. face. 6 sacks.
6 sacks, man. That's is that 4 home run territory? Or is that greater?
Oh.
Is that greater?
6
4 home runs is that's like
we could actually
at some point you need to pitch to me.
Look up how many times it's been done. Look, because Scooter Jeanette had 4 home runs in a game this year.
And it was awesome. Like, we saw it. No, stop it. Don't do that. It was awesome. 4 home runs is awesome. But 5
very
plus.
Very talented Mike Cameron did it to the White Sox.
Derek Thomas, I think he got 7 one game.
That's
7
right.
Against the Seattle Seahawks, I believe.
And the best part of that is he missed the one on Dave Craig at the end and threw the winning touchdown.
Yes, yes.
Had him wrapped up and let him go.
That was in his football life, right? I think they talked about
it. I would love to know what's been done fewer times.
60-point game, 4 home runs.
Well, don't throw a third one in
I'm
here.
I'm asking. Let's mix it up. Wait, 5-goal game? Anybody can get a hat trick. 4-goal games don't seem that out of place. A 5-goal game? Like, where are we going? 5-goal game, 6 sacks.
Depends if you're playing the Blackhawks or not. I watched that whole game.
Did you really?
I watched the whole game.
God bless you. Were you hosting the Madhouse podcast next?
What no, mean? I was just, I was in the mood for it.
You was in the mood for Blackhawks Devils?
I was in the mood for bad hockey.
I was in the mood for Bulls Spurs.
Yeah. Nice lady.
That didn't work.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry. I should not come at you like that and then say what I just said. I apologize.
This segment brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. Eric Edholm of Pro Football Weekly takes care of football information next on The Score.
The Bears fall to the Packers. We've got a full analysis of the loss and Mitch Trubisky's performance. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' next matchup against another division opponent, the Detroit Lions, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Did you know 90% of homes are under-insulated? If you can see the joists in your attic, it's time to start insulating. Get to the Home Depot, where you can save on winter heating costs by saving on new insulation. Whether you need fiberglass, cellulose, spray foam, or someone to help you understand the difference between any of them, the Home Depot has the insulation to help you get the energy savings you want. Get insulating by getting into the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Monday, CBS presents a new comedy that asks the question, can you ever live too close to your parents?
I need space.
First, I don't like your tone.
Yes, yes you can.
We've been waiting 12 years for you to move back.
We must establish some ground rules.
I understand, but no.
Mark Feuerstein, Elliot Gould, and Linda Lavin star.
Helen's daughter Marcy is single.
Mom.
What? You picked the first one, now it's my turn.
9 JKL, Monday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored six times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Holiday traffic and long lines at the mall. Please take a moment to fight for good. Fight to put food on tables, coats on kids, roofs over heads, and hope in hearts. When you join our Fight for Good fundraiser.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So we can help those in your community.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dillum is leaving the game. How you doing, Dillum?
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm walking on Michigan Avenue right now. I'm 25 years old. I'm pretty young. I'm a season ticket holder with my dad. I mean, we've had season tickets in our family since the 60s, but anyways, that doesn't matter. But honestly, this loss just makes me want to puke. I'm not going to be able to sleep for weeks. And Big Cat, by the way, I want to shout out to you. When I was 6 years old, I went to Platteville, Wisconsin, and I met you at a gas station, you know, and you gave me an autograph. So thank you for that. Anyway, thanks, guys. Bye.
Sweet. Some real winners you get on the post game show. My God. Did you hear Olin at the end there, too? This guy's a lot. Olin could even mask it with a courtesy, like, thank you. Right. You know, like, oh, my God, get this guy off the line. You're on Michigan Avenue, and it's getting ready to ruin your week? You're walking down one of the greatest streets in this country, and that's what's happening to you? Come on, cut it out.
I think you're all right.
You're going to get some sleep before and after Brooklyn. Ah, oh, see, these are the times, ladies and gentlemen, where a producer and a host come together and magic is made. Magic happens.
Got some real winners call the post-game show sometimes.
Woo, doggies.
That's what it's for.
It's for real winners?
That's what it's for. It's for people. I know that
Speedo. It even surprises Olin and Big Cat, everyone. They knew what they were signing up for.
The scar tissue will build up. They'll be fine. But I know that Speaks and Parkins have their little voicemail line where they're begging for it. I mean, that's where you
call and be as silly as possible.
And they get it.
Yes. Yes. I mean, something's got to brighten Jay Zawoski's day after the old rump pumping that went on this Saturday.
A bit of the old rumpy pumping.
I'm watching that thing.